This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado lawmakers are returning to the Capitol with a tougher fiscal picture and no federal money to bolster the state budget. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
A potential recession and no more emergency pandemic federal relief mean tighter state spending. Democratic Senator Rachel Zunziger chairs Colorado's powerful Joint Budget Committee, which drafts the state budget. She says the big challenge will be to spend less.
Because we have no money this year. So I think this year it's all going to be about policy and not necessarily about funding.
Colorado's Constitution requires lawmakers to pass a balanced budget each year. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock doubled down this week on his call for the federal government to address the immigration crisis at the southern border. His remarks came during an announcement to decommission emergency shelters for Venezuelan migrants located at the city's rec centers.
We're just not equipped for this sort of thing, and it's a result of the inactivity and lack of leadership by the federal government.
President Joe Biden recently announced a policy that cracks down on unauthorized border crossings. Hancock called that a short-term solution. Colorado's looking for its next poet laureate. The position promotes poetry, literacy, and literature by reading in schools, libraries, literary festivals, and the state capitol. Nominations for the next Colorado poet laureate are now open through February 1st. The governor appoints the poet laureate for 4 years. This term begins in July. Right now in Denver, it's 51 degrees with a few clouds. In Vail, it's 29 and mostly cloudy. This is CPR News.